And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update's brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales, and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. A Huron County man is facing felony charges following his arraignment before Judge Julianne Ferris. Mr. Spencer is charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm by strangulation and domestic violence. Prosecutors argued for a high bond, citing alleged death threats made by the defendant and a history of similar incidents reported by the victim. The defense, now represented by appointed attorney Martin Porzandek, noted the defendant's long-term community ties and requested a GPS tether as an alternative to cash bond. Judge Ferris maintained the bond at $25,000 cash or surety and issued a strict no-contact order, which has been entered into lien. The case moves to a probable cause conference on August 7th, followed by a preliminary examination on August 20th. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services continues to investigate the state's cyclosporiasis outbreak. As of July 24th, more than 8,100 cases have now been reported statewide, including 160 hospitalizations. New figures released this week show Aranac County has recorded its first three confirmed cases. Shawassee and Genesee counties continue to report the highest totals, with 401 and 366 cases, respectively. Federal investigators are still working to identify the source. The Food and Drug Administration says a Taylor Farms Les sample that initially tested positive for cyclospora was later determined to be a false positive. Even so, the CDC continues to link recalled Taylor Farms Iceberg Les to the outbreak. Health officials say anyone with ongoing diarrhea should contact a healthcare provider for testing and treatment. And a Lapeer County Sheriff Office canine will soon have added protection on the job. Canine Jody has been selected to receive a custom-fitted bullet and stab-resistant vest through a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines. The Sheriff's Office says the National Institute of Justice certified vest is expected to arrive in about 10 weeks. Vested Interest in Canines provides protective body armor and other support to law enforcement canine teams across the country, helping improve the safety of the dogs serving alongside officers. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. At Thumb Glass, we're proud to be going into our 75th year serving the Thumb area residents with trusted glass repair. We offer complete automotive glass replacement, including windshield replacement and on-site ADAS windshield calibration. So there's no need to let your insurance company dictate where you go. We handle it all right here at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. We're your one-stop glass shop for auto, home, and mobile glass repair. For the best job in home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us next to Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass today at 989-269-8131.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.